And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, some folks from the Tidelines Journey Residency with the Island Institute. They just returned from their journey. Peter Bradley is the director of the Institute. Wendy Given and Jimmy Reardon are artists who participated. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you and good morning.
Morning.
Well, tell us about the itinerary and give us some background on this program, Peter.
Sure, thank you. Last year, Nina Elder and I developed this theme, Signal to Noise, for the second Tidelines Journey. We did this a similar tour last year, and we received over 109 applications from around the world through the application process, selected Wendy Given, Billy Joe Miller, and Jimmy Reardon to be part of the crew, and then set off on April 6th from Seattle, left on the ferry from Bellingham, spent a few days getting to know one another on the ferry before a visit to Ketchikan, and then another to Juneau, and then a week in Gustavus, where we met about a third of the town and worked with every kid in the school, pretty much. And now we're here in Sitka to close out the tour with a week-long visit.
So this is a really unique residency program. You're not stationary, you're actually moving, and it's a collaborative process. So you are engaging on an adventure together, and you're contemplating a theme, and this year it's Signal to Noise.
That's right. Signal to Noise is an audio and engineering term that compares the strength of a desired signal against the noise that's interfering with it. And so we're using it as an opportunity to think about our own crafts in this context, but also to sort of open a lens of understanding of some of the political, environmental, and technological noise that we're surrounded by every day.
So the experience is the traveling along the Alaska Marine Highway, it's the being together, and it's the interacting with folks in the community. So Jimmy and Wendy, we're going to talk about your experience now. Starting with Wendy, you're a visual artist based out of Portland, Oregon. Tell us a bit about your work and what this experience has been like for you.
Yes, thanks very much. This experience has been extraordinary. It's just, this is my first visit to Alaska, and the landscape, the people, the generosity, the kindness, the communities, just the way how people work together and the culture, it's overwhelming in a really amazing way, good way. And the five of us all together, it's always interesting not knowing someone and then being sort of forced into an environment where you're working so very closely together. But this, the group that we're in, I think it's an amazing group, and we, all of our practices and crafts overlap. So there's a lot of really wonderful magic happening. My own practice, I'm very interested in folklore, nature and magic in loose terms. And it's I think a lot of work will definitely come out of this experience unforeseeably into the future for many, many years.
What really struck you? You mentioned the actual being here in the region and seeing how life is so different and getting sort of a taste for Southeast Alaskan culture was impactful. What else are you going to take away from this in the immediate term?
In the immediate term, this is the first opportunity I've had to really work with children of all ages, and I'm so inspired by that. And I've always known that children are so tuned in, especially emotionally, and to what they're experiencing, and there are kind of no bars on how they express that. And just the groups that we've worked with have been so willing and really into our theme and the types of exercises that we've been working with. So I hope to work with children more so in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy Reardon, you're from Anchorage. You're an artist in Anchorage. Tell us about your craft and what this experience has been like for you.
Yeah, definitely. So my work is very much research-based, and recently I've been doing a lot of work around the concept of memory. And so I've been applying this theme of signal to noise to that, or vice versa. I'm sort of thinking about both individual memory and cultural memory, and the role that forgetting plays in memory as going up the coastline. And I'd agree with Wendy. I mean, I feel like the various stops, the various communities we visited, the classrooms we've gone into, the presentations and the other activities that we've undertook with people in the region have been very powerful. And it's been interesting to think, you know, you think of a studio practice for an artist as drawing or painting or setting up some sort of space to work. And I'm trying to figure out how to process or how to think about or make work while going from the ferry to a temporary lodging, to a school, to a, you know, over the course of this much time has been really interesting. I mean, I'm looking forward to looking back on my sketchbook and my notes and processing it at that point.
It seems like a lot of what you all experienced was sort of gestational, you know, that this is an act of becoming that you continue to experience.
And sharing. I mean, if you think about when we present, like we're sharing our work in two new audiences each time in a new context. I mean, even just in the context of the project, that's new to all of us to try to articulate our work in relationship to what we're doing right now. And I feel like, at least for me, even the way I talk about things I've done in the past is sort of evolving in response to this experience.
Okay. Peter, you looked like you wanted to add something, to share something.
Oh, I'm not sure what that was, but I agree that in a lot of ways it's gestational, and I think we'll have a lot of work to do following from this. As Jimmy says, the sort of transitional nomadic nature of the trip lends itself to a breathlessness, and so I think it's something we're all trying to be mindful of in these last few days of Sitka, is like to catch our breaths together and make sense of what we've been up to.
So let's talk about these last few days in Sitka. What's on your plate? What's happening?
Well, later today we'll be back at Pacific High. We had a great time with the humans and the environment class that Hillary Seeland is teaching over there yesterday, and so we'll be back today. And then tomorrow evening we have our event at Nakahiti. From 7 till 9, these guys will present their work. I've seen these presentations probably a dozen or 15 times now, and I'm not bored yet, partially because they're different every time, and the ideas are iterating as we go. And so really, really fascinating work. And so I hope people can make it out to the presentations. Again, that's 7 to 9 on Friday at Nakahiti. The event is free and by donation, so come check it out, learn a bit more about the theme and what we've been thinking about and what these terrific artists are up to. And then as part of that breath-catching, we're inviting people to join us at the Island Institute at 304 Baranoff on Saturday from 5 till 6 for a long table format discussion that everybody can participate in that reflects some on the theme.
Okay, and how can folks find out more about this program? And maybe if they're thinking, I might want to apply for that.
Yeah, applications for this year's tour went up in early fall, and I suspect that will be true again for next year's tour. So take a look. Keep an eye on iialaska.org for more information about that or about this year's program. You can also call the Island Institute at 747-3794 or write me at peter@iialaska.org or pop in at 304 Baranoff and say hi.
All right. And one final sort of out of the blue question. What were your dreams like when you were on the ferry?
Intense. My dreams are usually intense, but this whole trip, my dreams have been super vivid. And I'm not quite sure what to make of them. A lot of the past, a lot of the future. I've had a few deja vus here, which is pretty amazing. But yeah, intense.
Jimmy, did you have anything to add? I know, no, putting you on the spot.
I can't actually recall any of my dreams, but I do recall waking up from dreaming on the ferry. I know in Gustavus, which wasn't on the ferry, there was a morning where I woke up thinking that I had already woken up and looked out the window, and it was like maybe a foot of snow. You know, it had been 60 degrees the previous day. So I remember waking up and being like, oh, snow. God, what am I going to do about this? But it was just another beautiful day, so. It was obviously just a dream.
Peter, did you have any dreams?
Oh gosh, I'll also do badly at answering this one. I can't remember them in particular, but it is amazing on the ferries how, speaking of sound, how every different corner of the ferry has a different sound pulsing up from the engine. And there was one of the nights sleeping on the ferry, there was just this like wildly rhythmic thrum coming from the, like, however my corner of the ferry was taking in sound. It was, I'm sure that did something to my dreams.
Signal the noise. Yeah. Well, thank you all so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Jimmy Reardon, Wendy Given, and Peter Bradley about the Tidelines Journey Residency.